Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
And we're going to have Tony Park with us from... Welcome back. new host, though, right?
Yeah, new host.
A new product, right?
Yeah, new product.
All right. So, Tony, tell me what you have here and what's evolutionary about this.
Yeah. Oh, okay. This is a smart diaper sensor which detects pee and poo separately.
Okay.
And provide instant notification to the caregivers so they can understand when is the best time for changing a diaper. Furthermore, it also monitors the solid area of the diaper so they can understand when it's the optimal time for changing a diaper.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what gave you the idea to do this?
Yeah. Initially, this idea came from my personal experience. Raising my children has been fairly easy, except for one issue, diaper rash.
Right.
So my second daughter experienced 4 times diaper rash in 1 year. She was miserable, and as parent too, I felt helpless.
Right.
So I quickly searching for a smart device to help my situation,
sure.
But I couldn't find one. So so I suggested this idea to my company. At the time, I was working for Samsung Electronics,
Kay.
And they loved it.
Yeah.
So they gave me opportunity to incubate this idea inside of Samsung Electronics.
Nice.
And it turned out to be very successful.
Very good. Yeah. So I'm assuming then, I'm just looking at this, is this ready for market?
Or yeah.
It is.
For the baby, it's already on the market. It's been sold 8,000 units in about 1 year. So it turned out to be pretty successful.
So I'm assuming you put this in with the diaper?
Put on the diaper, not inside.
On the diaper?
Yeah, on the diaper.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So how do you do that with, do you have an adhesive on there that keeps it on the diaper? Or what's the function to keep it on the diaper then?
So it detects 5 different data, temperature, humidity, VOC gas level, and touch conductiveness level, and gyro sensor.
Right.
So we collect the data and make certain pattern. So, this is pee,
yep.
This is poo,
right.
Oh, this is fart. So we understand the whole situation.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. And for the elderly people, so as we all know that elderly population is going
right.
black and
yep.
high, and
yep.
then caring elderly patients is a pretty big issue.
Sure.
In every country. And especially caring their diaper situation is one of the most headache problem for caregivers.
Right.
So we got a lot of offers from elderly business side. So we decided to start the elderly care system.
So this would go in a care home where someone maybe is bedridden. Mm-hmm. They're not able to really fend for themselves per se.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So is this the unit for the adult, or talk to me about it?
For the adult. So the sensor attached like this, and this is for the bottom, and this is from the front.
Right.
So this old sensor measures the solid area, and this sensor monitors pee and poo
right.
status. So altogether, we are using actually 15 sensors. Detect the diaper.
So it's basically then it's obviously you can't have that on the inside because it's going to be very uncomfortable for the patient
yeah.
or the person wearing the mm-hmm. diaper. So how does this actually attach then? How do you get it from like sliding out or whatever?
Uh-huh. So there's a adhesive surface so you can attach and detach
oh.
the diaper. And it is a pretty different. Especially, we are working with a certain diaper company, and they have a kind of requirement. So the diaper itself provides adhesive surface. In that case, we don't have to have...
You don't have to have the adhesive. It's on the diaper itself.
Yeah, it's a case by case.
Right, yeah. Right, right. Mm-hmm. And then on this one, do you use an adhesive as well, or how do you keep this on the diaper?
We have a kind of a Velcro accessory.
Velcro, I got you.
So it's easily attached on the non-woven fabric.
Sure.
And attached this is pretty simple and easy. Yeah.
So I'm sure there's an app for that. So you've got this tied to an app.
Yeah.
And, exactly. Oh, it's actually got a charging station too.
Yeah,
so I see how
station.
That. Oh, interesting.
And it also monitors the surroundings, the temperature, humidity, and harmful gas. So you can set up certain boundary, and when it comes, goes out of boundary, and you can get notified.
Right.
So you don't have to get involved to check the every situation.
And I think, you know, most parents, having raised four kids of my own, and during the daytime, you know, you're pretty much you know what's going on with the kids, you know, especially with the baby. And you're checking, and you have this kind of schedule. But sometimes you get busy, and then you pick the kid up and you're like, oh, that diaper's really full, right? And you kind of miss, you know, maybe you missed a cycle or something, where this is, that's kind of also helps you with a reminder.
Yeah.
And at the same time, like you said, could reduce that diaper rash if you're going too long or in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
If we have a big incident and the diaper needs to be changed. So that's very, very cool. So what are these going to retail for?
For the baby side, currently we are, the MSRP is $299.
$299.
Yeah. And for the elderly side, we don't fix the price yet.
Yep.
We are still on the development stage. So it will be launching around the third quarter of this year.
Okay.
Yeah,
and I'm sure there's going to be some sort of monitoring API so that ties into a nursing station or something like that, so that they can, if they have multiple patients using it or multiple adults using
Exactly. As of right now, we can connect five patients to one station, and then the station can provide a wireless charging system, so you can charge 10 sensors. At a time.
10 sensors at a time. So the pricing to be determined here.
Yeah.
And it's true. You know, unfortunately, we're all going to get old, and some of us are going to end up in a situation where we're in a care home.
Yeah.
And as much as we don't want to think about it, that's the reality of the, you know, reality of human life. So,
yeah.
All right, Tony, thank you so much for bringing this product to me and seeing it. There's something new that you see at every CES, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't think I would see this one. So, Tony, thank you so much for being on.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And what's the website?
Website, goodmonit.com. GoodMonit.com.
Outstanding. Yeah. MONIT.com. Goodmonit.com. Thank you, sir.
So much.
Yep, thank you.